crews have finished removing diesel fuel from the sunken oil industry supply ship Monarch in Cook Inlet. The ship sank in January near the Granite Point platform, about 16 miles from Nikiski, and the fuel recovery began in June. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Program Specialist Steve Russell says crews did a good job removing about 12,000 gallons of fuel.
The conditions that we were trying to work in down there, the divers were trying to work in, were some of the more difficult that divers encounter when they do this type of work, and they did an exceptional job.
Workers from Global Diving first removed about 950 gallons in June. Then the mooring for the staging ship Perseverance started slipping because of powerful tides, so they brought in a smaller ship. Russell says a larger boat had more room for supplies, but it was especially difficult getting divers in safely because the Monarch is lying upside down.
The safety aspects of having a diver crawl under the vessel and then enter the vessel, just at this time anyway, just outweighed the potential environmental risks. The safety aspects of doing that are very involved.
The Monarch sank with an estimated 30,000 gallons of diesel on board. After the recovery, that leaves about 20,000 gallons of fuel unaccounted for. Russell says they have not determined how much has leaked into the water and how much might still be trapped in other parts of the boat.
We decided to hold off on that phase of it to where the diver could actually go inside the vessel and determine if this missing product is still trapped in the vessel there. We certainly haven't ruled that out.
Russell says there are a few ways to determine if the fuel is still inside. Hot tapping is drilling holes through the hull to suck out remaining fuel, but he says the stability of the vessel needs to be determined before they try that. The removal of the ship itself also needs to be addressed. The Monarch remains about 6 feet away from the Granite Point platform. Coast Guard Captain John Kenyon says the ship has not moved since it sank, but if it's not possible to remove it from the water, leaving the vessel where it is can pose problems.
Well, I think the risks are somewhat unknown, but of course if it were to move and if it were to come closer or hit the platform leg, it's near the number one leg, that could cause damage.
Other options include moving the Monarch to another part of the inlet and burying it. But whatever they decide, Kenyon says they will need to do it before the cold weather returns. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.